Here's the translation of the text to English. Trump set to unveil $12 billion farm aid package, Bloomberg News says. Oil hovers near two-week highs on expected U.S. interest rate cut. Geopolitical risk. Oil prices hold gains amid stalled Ukraine peace talks. Fed cut hopes. Treasury Secretary Bessent says he has divested his soybean farm. U.S. Envoy Kellogg says Ukraine peace deal is really close. Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear plant temporarily lost power overnight. IAEA says oil climbs to two-week high on Fed rate cut signals, supply concerns. Gold prices rise as dollar weakens on Fed easing expectations. Kluckner confirms takeover talks with Worthington Steel. Brookfield, GIC close to finalizing $2.65 billion offer for National Storage, report. RBC forecasts infrastructure-driven surge in global building materials by 2026. UBS may cut 10,000 more jobs by 2027, report. BNP Paribas sells stake in AG Insurance. Strengthens Aegis partnership. L'Oreal to double stake in Galderma to 20% with additional purchase. UCB reports positive phase 3 results for fenfluramine in CDKL5 disorder. Iberdrola to receive $170 million in grants for energy storage projects. Pegasus Airlines to acquire Czech Airlines and Smartwings for $154 million. Auto One initiated with buy 34PT as Jefferies sees 45% upside. Digital strength. China trade surplus beats forecasts as exports rebound sharply. World Bank says Myanmar economy set for growth rebound. French economy likely to grow at least 0.8% in 2025. Finance minister says. Vietnam's trade surplus with U.S. hits record as exports surge despite tariffs. U.S. consumer credit takes unexpected dip, falling short of forecast. Headline PCE inflation accelerates marginally in September. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index sees an uptick, surpassing forecasts and previous figures. Core PCE price index holds steady, meets expectations. Romania's GDP grows 1.6% in Q3. Investments drive growth. How to talk to your family about the economy over the holidays. Dollar soft ahead of Fed meet. China pledges to expand demand with more proactive policies in 2026. ECB's next move may be a hike, but not anytime soon, Schnabel tells Bloomberg News. Take 5, worth the wait? China's exports top expectations on strong sales to non-US markets. Stocks, bonds, cautiously hopeful. Fed will deliver. Morning bid. Futures try for a Fed fait accompli. Airbus counts the cost of relying on a single airplane model. UN cuts its aid appeal for 2026 despite soaring need. BC Punt Games Stay Untamed Breakpoint Eve Party tops 1,200 signups, with Dubvision and Mari Ferrari headlining. Analyst explains what is Coinbase's everything exchange vision. Hot Stuff Labs launches Hot Stuff, a DeFi native, Layer 1 connecting on-chain trading with global fiat rails. Bitcoin price today slides to 90K ahead of PCE inflation, potential Fed cut. Bitcoin set to refocus on macro as speculative washout eases. DeepNode secures $5 million across seed and strategic rounds to build open intelligence network. Aero Protocol launches Token Sweeper, distributes 5% of leak supply to stakers. Bitcoin price today pinned near 93K after sharp rebound. Fed cut bets in focus. Stablecoins or Bitcoin, who fits Satoshi's cash vision? Uphold Files application to offer tokenized securities and partners with DeZero on infrastructure services. Ajax Resources receives environmental approval for Argentina project. Sensorion gene therapy shows early promise in pediatric hearing loss. Sampo continues share buyback program. Acquires 269,012 shares. Imix Biopharma prices $100 million public offering to fund AL amyloidosis drug. Imix Biopharma reports 75% complete response rate for NXC to Sentinel-1 Q3 FY2026 slides, 23% growth and margin gains. But stock tumbles. SLS09 achieves 46% response rate in relapsed refractory AML study. Lilly's Jaypirca shows higher response rate than Imbruvica in leukemia study. Wave Life Sciences to announce interim obesity drug trial data.